The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.
Here and we salute a true Aussie hero next. Good times and great classic hits. Gold 104.3. Dizzle, Gold 104.3, Bridge and Limo. It's Joe as well, end of the week at 8.48. So on the front of the Herald Sun, no, it's not a horse today. No, it's not even Israel Folau. It's Corporal Daniel Kerrigan.
Kieran, I
Kieran.
Think it's pronounced.
Oh, so how do you say Kieran? Sorry.
I think it's pronounced Daniel Kerrigan. Our latest...
I think you were thinking of the castle. Daryl Kerrigan.
Oh, yeah, that's
Kerrigan.
Right.
Corporal Daniel Kieran, our most recent Victoria Cross recipient, only the third... since the Vietnam War, Bridgie.
Amazing. Tell me what he did, Limo, because obviously what I know about the Victoria Cross is you've got to do something incredibly brave and selfless, don't you?
Well, exactly. And, you know, our soldiers on deployment over there do brave things every day.
Yes,
so
yeah.
To stand that far out from the pack, you've got to do something extraordinary.
Completely special, yeah.
And he absolutely exposed himself to enemy fire to strengthen the position of the rest of his troops and help... put his battalion, if you will, in a much better position than they were. And he, and one of the things I find hilarious about this story is that he'd never told his wife.
What?
So, that he'd won it.
Well, no, he never told her what happened.
No, because they don't. Remember when we spoke to other Victorian Cross winner, Ben Robert Smith? Remember he told us that they don't tell the
award our country can bestow, Corporal Daniel.
Very brave, very brave. 8.50, all right, before the big long weekend, before the...
It's not possible.
So I'm really sorry.
You got the right list?
No, I've read it a couple
of
times.
No, that's the list of Australia's most wanted. I'm on the other list.
So bad luck. But anyway, congratulations to all finalists. Even maybe you could try and get a late call-up or something.
They've got a library book theme.
And Irish dancers?
No, yeah, it's an Irish theme.
But home in a separation. So what's happened, her and her partner have split. He's moved out of the house. And he wants to sell the family home, but she wants to stay there.
Yes, that old
chestnut. So in an effort to drive the price down, as people, that is a lot of walnuts, about $300,000 worth.
And a McDonald's brekkie favourite, the Mighty McMuffin.
The home of Australian air checks, theradioantenna.com.